healing. It's such a wonderful thing. It cleanses us, renews us, repairs our bodies, and even our souls. There are so many things that healing does that we look for it whenever we need it. But it is more than that. Healing is something that everyone needs throughout their lives. We get sick, injured, have addictions, and these are just some of the examples of how healing is needed. But let's look at this leper, because there's more to the story. This man had a condition that made him a social outcast. He was not able to be with family, friends, or even his religious community. Having leprosy means that a person was unclean, and touching a leper meant that person would also become unclean. At least this is what was believed at the time. Yet this one leper walked up to Jesus and fell to his knees, begging, he says, "If you choose, you can make me clean." He honestly believed that this man, this teacher, the one we know is the Christ, could heal him. And what does Jesus do? He reaches out and touches the leper. This is probably the first time the man had been touched since he was cast out as a leper. And as Jesus touches the leper, he says, "I do choose. Be made clean." Jesus chooses to reach out and touch him, to provide contact that brings healing. He reaches out to a social outcast and provide what he needs because the man asked for it. A choice made. But does the story end there? No. It continues with a stern warning, where Jesus is telling this newly healed man not to tell anyone what happened. He is then to go to the priests and give the offerings that Moses commanded as proof of this cleansing. If the man was already healed, why did he have to go see the priests? What makes that important? First, it is important to remember that according to the law, when a man developed leprosy, he became unclean and was no longer a member of the community. And only the priests could let the man rejoin the community. Still, why is it important that he does this? He is already healed. He was an outcast, abandoned by his community. Yes, he was cleansed, healed of his leprosy, but the job was not done. For this healing to be complete, he had to rejoin his community. And the only people that could do that were the priests. So Jesus sends him back to the priests because Jesus knows what this man needs. Community. Such a meaningful word. Like healing, it can come in many different ways and is something that we need throughout our lives. There are times that we don't feel whole or less than what we are because we are separated and isolated from our community. There was a time when I was separated from the community of God, the church. I felt lost, depressed, isolated. I knew the problem. I knew that if I did not do something, it would only get worse. And it did. I stayed in touch with family. I spent some time with friends, even lost myself in online games. But I never rejoined a community, and the problems kept getting worse. That was until I went back to church. And it was not even the church that I had stopped attending. The first Sunday I was back was a communion Sunday. And after that service, in the parking lot, a member of that congregation came up to me. She thought she recognized me from another community she was a part of. But even though I wasn't that person, she still invited me to join the Bible study she was a part of. It was a few weeks before I started attending, but I chose that study because she reached out. My healing was complete. I had come home. That was the final step. That was what even the leper needed after he was healed. So Jesus sent the man to rejoin the community with the command to stay silent. But is that what the leper did? Nope. He chose to broadcast what Jesus did, to proclaim his healing, a choice made. And because of that proclamation, that choice, because he became a witness, even more people started flocking to Jesus. When we are healed, we don't want to stay silent. We don't want to hide what happened. We want to tell everyone. We want to spread the news of what happened to us. We do this because healing brings joy and laughter and unity. We do that because the bonds found in family and community strengthen us. But should this be limited to us? There are still many people that need healing, many people that feel lost, many people on their knees praying for help. Think about who Jesus reached out to. This man was not rich. He was not even important. He was an outcast. Yet Jesus reached out to him. He was still a person. And he needed the healing that he asked for. This leper was still part of the community, even if the people did not see it that way. So Jesus made a choice, and so did the leper. The outcast, the sick, all of them are part of our community, and they need help. They need us to make a choice. So reach out to them, help them, and remember our community is not just in this building. The church is worldwide, and our family is larger than we can count. Amen.